Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the I'll Be Back podcast. This week we are joined. I'm really excited for this. We've been trying to get this together for seems like maybe a month or two. I keep hinting at it. We're gonna get a really good guest who's been on before to come back. Lee Farrell. Everybody knows him as the voice of the Owls. Lee, thank you so much for doing this again. I'm really happy to have you back, dude.
Yeah, man. Nah, thanks for having me. And I love being here doing this. So nah, honored to be here, man.
Yeah, so we've been texting back and forth, and with your busy schedule, I know it's tough, and I still, bartend once in a while at night, so I've missed a couple of nights that you could do it. So we finally are making this happen. I'm really excited.
Me too, man. Let's get into it.
So I didn't record last week. I've been waiting for transfer portal news to happen. It just hasn't happened. And then this week you were like, you're available. So I was like, so we're just gonna have some fun until there's transfer portal news. There's nothing to really talk about right now. So Lee, how's life? I think the last time I had you on, you had just announced that you were accepting a job with the Sixers. How's that?
I mean, sometimes I'm at a loss of words. It's everything I could have dreamed of and more. Between the opportunities and the amazing connections that I get to have, and just being in that arena is surreal. I genuinely every game I go to, I never take for granted because, it's just a one of a kind dream that I never thought I would honestly ever get to. And now that I am there, it just reminds me each day that I'd like to think I have one of the best jobs in the world. So,
I get to go to a good amount of games, and I agree. And I love seeing you there. You're doing the exact same things you did at Temple, running around like a nutcase, for lack of a better term, dude. It's
nah,
it's
dude.
awesome though.
and that's the thing that I don't want to change about me in terms of, my boss at the Sixers was like, we want the same Lee at Temple here, and with that being said, no, like, and that's what I want people to say. I want people to say, yo, like, that's the same Lee. He's still running around being a nut. He's not this cool guy that changed because he's at the Sixers. Like, no, like, that's my brand is who I am. And I'm really happy that the Sixers not only really love that, but they embrace that. You're going to get the same Lee wherever you go. So,
Now you mentioned they want the same Lee that they got at Temple. And if you notice, Lee did make an appearance a couple of games this year. So Lee, you had the chance to work a couple of games for the men's team. And I assume you got to watch the men's team. So, I want to know your thoughts as the passionate fan, the same Lee Farrell that we had at Temple, now that you're not at Temple full time. But what did you think of the season that we had this year? Because it had its ups and downs. I'd love to get your perspective on that.
I apologize. This sounds broad, but I think, look, every season's a new season. And with that being said, I think, first of all, Coach Fisher did an amazing job doing what he does. I think he really led the team. Although it had its ups and downs, I think he did a great job of getting them through those ups and downs. And towards the end, I know I'm just kind of going to the end of the season here, but towards the end, talk about a rush. I was getting texts left and right of like, yo, you see Temple? It was awesome to see that. Obviously, I think we could all say we wish that kind of energy and mentality happened throughout the season before. But regardless, it was a great run. And they were so close, and I'm excited to see what the future holds for the team.
And so I think I said this, the week after all those games happened, where it was a rush. I mean, that's the best way to describe it. And I had, people were watching me watch the games because how I can't imagine watching you watch these games with your energy.
Dude, I think I said this last time on your podcast about whatever it was, but I don't think I sat down because every time I do, I say, all right, I get right back up.
Yeah.
So.
It's hard to be relaxed,
you get it.
Right?
It is, yeah.
And you get a chance to watch any of the women's game this year as well? Because they had a nice little season too, I thought.
Yeah, no, they did. I didn't get to watch as much as I'd like to, but like I said, shout out to Coach Diane as well. I mean, she's amazing what she does. And that team killed it as well. I mean, for what they accomplished this whole season what was it that they won the AAC. Is that what it was?
The regular season, they tied for the title, the AAC. And then they had in the tournament, it looked like they were going to make a run and they just fell a little short.
Yeah. But once again, like, me being a positive guy, still huge accolades across the board. And once again, excited to see what the future holds for the women's team as well.
I want to get, I should try to set this up, a podcast with you and Diane, because you guys have almost the same energy level. That would be, and I wouldn't even talk. I would just be like, you guys handle it.
That would be really, really, really cool. And no, she does have so much energy, which I obviously love about her. And you know what? It actually might be a cool podcast. And I just thought you just gave me an idea, but I would love to know, this is just for anyone out there, but I would love to hear from a coach, whether it's at the professional level, collegiate level, like, I would love to hear their thoughts on like what we do as like hosts. And then I could give my thoughts or questions as like what you do as a coach. Like that to me would be a cool aspect. Like,
you want to hear, like, that.
You know what I mean? That'd just be cool to kind of gauge. Like, so as a coach, how important is the fans being hyped up? And then, you know, stuff like that. I don't know. But anyways,
you doing the t-shirt toss during timeout. How engaged does that get the fans? And then does that rub off on the players? I like that.
And that's what, and maybe, you know, it's one of those things that I think sometimes are overlooked, and we might get an answer as to Lee. I'll be completely honest with you, as a coach, we're kind of tunnel visioned in, and that's fair, but it may be like, Lee, you don't understand that, you know, hearing that roar that gets us going. I don't know, but.
I will figure out a way to make that happen. Even if it's like you and an assistant, even if it's you and an assistant coach, we will make that happen.
I would love that. You would love that.
And so you were back at a couple of Temple games this year. I wanted to ask you, how did that happen? Did you call them? They called you, or it's just like you can't get away?
No, I mean, so I told my boss this at Temple, whenever they need me, I'm there. Temple, seriously, from the bottom of my heart, regardless of getting my education there, without them, I would not be where I am today. I said that during your last podcast, and that holds true. And so I told them, I'm here for you. I mean, no matter what the event is, no matter what sport it is, I love what I do. It's my Temple family, and I'm always here. So with that being said, they call me when they need me. And I mean, if they needed me to do 10 games in a row and it didn't interfere with the Sixers, I'm there. I don't think there'll ever be a time where I'm like, all right, hey, you know, just stop giving my phone a call. I'm kind of done. But no, it's not like a type of thing where I'm like, oh, come on. It's like, all right, nice. Like, get to go back to my stomping grounds and see fans like you, my friends like you that I haven't seen in a while. Like, it's a culture there, and it holds a lot to me. And that's pretty much how it works with that.
Yeah, I was, you know, obviously pleasantly surprised to see it. And the kid that they have who replaced you, he tries to bring your energy. He does a great job as well. I would love to get him on the show. I think he's a fun guy too. But it was the one game I was like, oh, Lee, I think it was probably during winter break or something. So it made sense that you were there. And I was like, oh, I didn't even think Lee's here today. Oh, this is great.
His name's Hunter. He does an amazing job as well. And we actually, I think they just had auditions for another MC. I don't know if Hunter is not returning. I'm not sure that logistics of that, but I think if any in arena host listens, you know, to this, I think the most important thing that they can take from this is Sean. Okay. For a little bit is, I tell all the hosts to be themselves. You know, I think everyone is their own brand. And I know for the hosts that were there coming to fulfill the shoes that I, you know, supposedly had, it could be a little bit intimidating, but I always remind people, like, you don't need to be me. You know, you don't need to say what it do to you. You can have your own slogan. You don't need to be sporadic and crazy like me. You can, you know, you can be cool and stand still. I mean, whatever you want to do, but I always tell people, make it your own. Like, you want someone to go to you and say, you know, I like what you do, as opposed to like, you remind me of Lee. It's like, compliment, thanks. But also, I'm sure that person wants people to recognize them for what they do. So I hope that from now into the future, these hosts just really embrace the position. You can do it. It's such a fun position. You can literally do, besides saying your sponsors, what's on the card, you can do whatever you want. Interact with whoever you want, whenever you want. I mean, it's a super fun position that not many people get to realize and experience. So really, like, take it for what it is.
Yeah, and just from me doing my show, I've gotten to know people like you, Katie Colbridge, who help with the interactions of the game and stuff. And you guys do a great job at Temple. And I think it's awesome the atmosphere that you guys put on between you, the Diamond Dancers. Hooter obviously is always a good time. And I get it's probably tough. Let's be honest, there's some games where it's not sold out. So it might be tough for you guys to get fully amped up for it. And you always bring it. The new guy Hunter, he always brings it. So shout out you guys because it is a production and you guys always put on a good production.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, and just touching on your point, everyone deserves a show. It's a show. From start to finish, it's a show. It's a performance. And yeah, there are games where we're down by whatever amount of points, but doesn't mean that the people there don't deserve a laugh or a smile or whatever. And I think one thing that I also do, there's just some little tidbits that I like doing, is like with football, one of my things was during halftime, I throw the football to random fans. I go around the whole bowl. And then I've been thinking, like, what can I do for basketball? And now what I do with the Sixers is, in the beginning of the game and during halftime, I'll get a basketball and I'll just have a catch, little, you know, chest pass or bounce pass with adults and kids of all ages. And to my point, I think what I also like doing is, because you talked about, you know, we're a team, we're close and we give a great performance. I'm very big on making everyone feel included. So like whether you're security, custodian, I don't care what you're doing. I mean, at the Sixers Temple, I'm always saying hi to everybody. The point where my staff is either like, do you know them? Or they're like, yo, Lee, just shut up, dude. Like, oh my God. But like, that's what I'm about. Like, everyone should be hyped up. Just because you're not on the court and you're, you know, maybe wiping the floor doesn't mean that you shouldn't be like, ah, you know, I'm kind of excited to do this. Let's go. So I'm just big on including everybody. So yeah, it's an amazing position. I love it.
No, and you do a great job of that. Especially, like you said, football games. You didn't do any of the football games this year, did you? You didn't
I
make, I
did in
mean.
the very beginning. I did. I think I did two of them
Okay.
for Hunter to kind of shadow me.
Gotcha.
And then I forget at the moment if I did
Yeah, because I
homecoming.
guess you weren't working for the Sixers yet completely, so that makes sense, right?
Yeah, there were some
Or
off days
no.
in between.
Yeah, because they don't start till October, I guess.
Correct. Yep.
Yeah.
Got it.
What were your thoughts? I guess, since you did do a couple games, thoughts on the football season? Were they a little tough to do as well this year?
Yeah, like tough from my end or tough from a team standpoint?
Both.
Nah, never on my end. Look, like I said, yeah, it's obviously difficult when we're losing and fans probably don't really care about me screaming and dancing. They're probably like, Levy, rather win than see you right now. But there's also fans who are like, you know what, we're losing, but we get a free t-shirt, so why not? But from my standpoint, they're never really hard, they're just fun. I'm used to this type of situations at this point. But I think the football season was, Sean, how do you think the football season was? I want to hear what you think about it. That's
It
what I
was
want. I want to pass to you first.
rough. I mean, it's year two of a new coach. So Stan, I mean, expectations were slightly higher than year one. Obviously, you want to
Yes.
improve. They had so many injuries by the end of
Yep.
the year. It was just a lot.
I
And
agree. I
I
think.
think
Go ahead.
they did their best, but yeah, it was definitely tough. I'm hoping for a
I
better
agree.
year this upcoming year.
I agree. I think to that same point, everything you said, I totally agree with. And it was definitely rough and definitely could have been better. But to your point, I think Stan, I want to call him Stan the Man, Drayton, but it's not official. But anyways, Stan the Man, I think he's a great person and also an amazing coach. And which each new year, I like to think, becomes an improvement in some capacity. So I'm very much looking forward to this upcoming season.
Yeah, I missed the spring game last weekend, and which is actually one of my favorite things to go do. Some people don't like the spring game, and I understand that. It's not really like it's not like you're watching a real football scrimmage at this point in time. It's more like a two-hand touch game. But I do like to just go because it gets you a little excited. You see some of those people that maybe have season tickets next to see a guy like you or see some alumni. I think they had pictures. Hassan Reddick was there. PJ Walker was there.
Oh, nice.
I think Deion Dawkins was there Friday. I don't know if he was there Saturday, but like things like that. So it just gets you excited, and you semi relive the glory days. Like, oh hey, we did have that one good team. Maybe next year will be that good of a season again. So I always
Agreed.
like that for spring football. So I sad I couldn't make it, but I tried to get some readings on it and see who was there and what, you know, if certain things did go wrong or right. It sounds like the defense played better than the offense. It's also April, so it's hard to tell, you know, what's that mean come August, September, but.
Exactly. No, I think it, to your point, from a host perspective, it's nice to be there and see familiar faces. And I mean, it does get you ready for foot, you know, pumped up for football season. And it's cool to see what they do behind the scenes. You know, it's cool to see them in their drills, given that hard work, because you don't get to see that any other day. So I love that whole behind the scenes look. It's really cool.
And Lee, we're at the age where it's cool to go back on campus and walk around, you know, see what new dorms and buildings are up these days. It's where my tuition dollars went to.
Yeah, I mean, that's so true. And no, it is. I mean, I genuinely love walking around that campus. Like I said, it brings back so many memories that I'm just, that, you know, you'll never get again, that it's truly just Temple is and always will be my home, and I'll never have a problem going back there. I mean, Sean, you're probably not surprised, but dude, I have so many goals in my life that I want to fulfill, and one of them specifically, and I hope this happens so we can go back to this podcast and put it in the podcast that we do eventually, is I want to start a scholarship one day. Like, I'd love to have a scholarship in my name through like my college of Klein Communications. And like, that would be so cool to sit in front of students and be like, yo, like, I never thought this was possible, and now you guys are applying for a scholarship. Like, that would just, yeah. So I don't know. The world is your oyster, as they say. And I just, Temple's where it's at. So
Lee, if that happens, I will have you just be the host of my show. I will take the day off and I'll I'll be back with Lee Farrell, and this is a scholarship foundation that he has created. I'll let you take the reins. You pick your guests. You're the first guest could be the person that you give the scholarship to.
Boom. I love that. I love that. Yes, dude. You imagine that? Oh, I hope we put it to the universe. That sounds amazing.
All right. Maybe I'm going to ask Christian Crosby to lend you a couple $1,000. I'm sure he's got it.
Call
right?
him. Yo, Christian, give me a few bucks, please. Yeah.
That's funny. So, Lee, I do want to ask you a couple questions about the Sixers. Before I do that, real quick, I'm just going to say again, I started the show with this. There is no transfer portal news. So, as of we're recording this, it's 7:53 Tuesday night. My guess is, knowing the way that my luck is, we'll probably get a guy to commit at like 8:15 when we're done recording. And then I'll be like, well, we didn't talk about it at all because I didn't know that was going to happen. So if that's the case, guys, I am very sorry. But me and Lee, we're shooting the shit here. I'm halfway done my Coors Light. We're having a grand old time catching up. Lee, as a Sixers fan, I've mentioned on the show before, I split season tickets, so I go to a decent amount of games. Christian Crosby, he is like the guy for what you do. How has it been working with him? Because that's got to be awesome.
Dude, Christian is so many things. He's my mentor. He's my best friend. He's my brother. He is genuinely one of, if not the most talented person I've ever met. You know, what you see on the court is one side of him in terms of, you know, he's so good at what he does as an in-arena host. And that shows from, I think he's hosted the NBA draft almost 6 times in a row, maybe 7. That was the All-Star game. He's done the NBA draft consecutive years. So out of all the hosts in the NBA consecutively, year after year, you know, chooses Christian because of his work ethic and how talented he is. So to your point, or to your question rather, I've learned a lot from him. Working with him is fun. I mean, he makes it just as much as I do. It doesn't even feel like you're working. We're goofballs on and off the court. And I'm extremely grateful to be working alongside him. And he has done so many things in terms of opportunities, from movies he's been in, TV shows he's going to be in. He's broadcasting for Live Golf. I mean, he is a definition of the grind doesn't stop, and he literally motivates me and pushes me to become a better person, both personally and professionally. And I'm extremely grateful to get to do what I do with him along my side. So it's been surreal. And but you know, it's funny, he's the type of guy that he's extremely humble. He's also funny and also a goofball. So when I first met him, I remember the first thing I said was like, dude, man, it's an honor. It's an absolute honor to meet you. like, you're my idol. And he cracked up and he said something like, me? Like, I'm, he's so humble. Like, he's almost like, bro, like, come on. Yeah. Like, you're going to be doing more stuff than me in 5 years. But that's the type of guy he is. He's down to earth. And yeah, he's just, he's my boy. Shout out CC. He's my boy. He's awesome.
That's awesome. And I am, you know, you get to work with him. Obviously, you get to work very closely with, you know, the Sixers players. I'm sure you have any good stories from any of the players. Who have you gotten to know this year a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I think this year was a little better for me in regards to, I think people are starting to say, like, okay, this guy's sticking around. You know,
yeah, he's here for the long haul.
He's here for the long run. He wasn't just someone they brought in last year, which is awesome. And super grateful for that as well. But I got to do so many different events for the Sixers. We had an evening with Coach where I got to ask Nick Nurse questions from our season ticket holders. And it's actually funny. A quick little story. We were doing that event and Nick answered a question. Coach Nurse answered a question. And I said, yeah, buddy. That was my intention, to kind of agree with the question. Like, I can totally agree. Yeah, buddy. And after that, I was told, my boss pulled me to the side. He said, hey, man, you know, great job, whatever. He's like, you know, you call Nick Nurse buddy. And I was like, one of those things where you do it, but you don't
realize. You didn't think of it, like, on the spot.
No. And I'm like, what do you, I didn't say, good job, buddy. What do you mean? And he said, well, you said, yeah, buddy. And my boss was like, Lee, you're probably the only person in this organization that could call him buddy and have him laugh than anyone else. And I'm like, that's such a Lee thing to do. Otherwise, I feel like, you know, a lot of times before the game or during halftime when they're shooting around, you know, they're locked in most of the time. But no, we share a few laughs. I just asked Tyrese the other day, you know, what are his top three favorite rappers and things like that. And no, we like to joke around a lot. A lot of it's more jokes and stuff like that. But with each day and each game and each season, I hope to become closer with them. They're a great squad. They're young. They're fun. And yeah, especially when we did the gala. I mean, I was dancing, as you know, I do. Anthony Melton was getting a kick out of it. So yeah, it's all good vibes. And like I said, hopefully in the future, I have more stories for you.
No, and you talked about some of the events that you've done, and I think it's so funny. And I kind of had Ray Dunn on a couple weeks ago, and I just kind of said the same thing to him. Like, when the Sixers post pictures of you, like, you know, you at a gala, or you doing a Q&A with the fans or something, you know, it's a Tuesday night, the Sixers are off, but you're out there with the team doing some event. And I love when they post you, and I'm just like, that guy was on my show. Like, what the heck?
Yeah, man. I mean, and I do too. It's sometimes I don't even know they posted me, to be honest. I get a DM or a text, or I'm just scrolling through. I'm like, hey, that's me. Yeah. So no, it's really cool. They do so many cool events. We just did one with Toyota and the children something. I'm drawing a blank at the moment. Athletic Foundation, maybe. CAF, I think. But we gave it was on Fox 29 News, and we gave two custom-made basketball wheelchairs to those to two young individuals so that they could continue playing in the Paralympian basketball games they do. So, like, it's just, you get to do so many different type of events that it's just, it opens up a whole new world. So it's really cool to do.
So for those who are following Sixers basketball, Lee, we got a playing game tomorrow night. You're gonna be there?
I am gonna be there. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Go ahead.
How are you feeling?
Like I said, you all know, listen to this podcast, I'm a positive, very hopeful guy. And so to that point, look, am I going to sit here and say, don't worry? No, I think you got to go into every game like it's your last. And, you know, everyone, I hear people saying, well, we have Friday. That's great. And we do. But if we can rest the players, secure the playoff spot, let's do that. You know, we have Butler, who in playoff form might be a little threat to us. Who else we got? We got Tyler Hero, Bam, all them. So I'm not nervous. I'm very confident that we're going to do our thing, but, you know, I don't want to say, you know, have my hands behind my head and my feet on my desk chilling. Like, we got a game to do, and you guarantee the energy is going to be there even more than it was. And, I think we got it. I think we do. What do you think about it, Sean? Are you nervous? What are your thoughts?
So, Lee, if I Venmo you like $10 right now, could you just like trip, quote unquote, Jimmy Butler, like before the game or something? Like, what do we got to do?
Can't do that. Can't do that because that is not an NBA's policy at all. But
it's worth a try. It's worth a try. So I will be there tomorrow. I'm annoyed because they did everything to get out of the play-in that they could. They won, what, 8 straight to finish the season, and they just needed Orlando or Indiana to lose on Sunday, and it just didn't go their
How
way.
ironic. How ironic is that? I can't believe that. You need
Yeah.
one out of two teams to lose, and they both win? Like, are
Yeah,
you
it's like,
kidding me? Come on.
how dare they do what they're supposed to do? So I was like, all right, playing game Miami, but like Miami, like you see Jimmy Butler in the playoffs, it just, you have memories of where it's not gone our way, and I'm trying to shake those. But I am pretty confident. I think Joel's looked really good since he's been back, and if he can just be, you know, 90% of what he's already been doing, I think we should be okay. But like you said, you can't sit back and relax. It's hard to as a fan, and I have a group text with my buddies, and we're already, you know, I got the text. I'm nervous already, so we're feeling it. You know, one night before, we're a little worried, but I'm excited. I think it'll be a fun game, and as you mentioned, we do still have that extra game if we don't pull it off tomorrow. But it'll be fun. Playoff atmosphere is a lot of fun, so tomorrow night we'll get that either way.
Yeah, dude, playoff atmosphere is a whole another ball game. I'll never forget what my boss said, Lee, you think it's loud now? Wait till playoffs. So very excited. But yeah, I mean, we rested Joel, so he's had a lot of rest in terms of since last game. So he's ready to go. And then I genuinely think our team is extremely talented. A lot of players have proven themselves. Oubre, you know, who else? Ricky Council,
He's been
Buddy.
great.
Buddy Hield, yeah, just dropping threes left and right. I mean, the whole team genuinely has it, and we have the coaching staff to guide them that way. So I think we're going to come out. We have to come out firing tomorrow, and a win would be great. So put it into the universe.
And you did mention, like, hanging and talking to Maxie earlier. How much fun is it to just watch him and be close to him? Because he might be younger than you, and he's just a ball of energy, and he always is smiling. What's it like working with Tyrese Maxey?
I gotta stop making nicknames for people that they're on the real nicknames. Like, I genuinely have gone to Tyrese, and he's such a nice guy. I don't think he really cares, but I've called him like T, and I think I call him T Max. But anyways, Tyrese, the guy's always smiling, and his energy's through the roof. The way he plays is almost mind-boggling. I don't know how he does half the things he does. But from what I know and what I hear, I mean, he puts in work left and right, on and off the court, and it genuinely shows. I could not imagine our team without him, and I'm sure as other Sixers fans are extremely grateful that we have him. But nah, man, he's a ball of energy too. He's, like I said, genuinely, I could ask him, you know, what's your favorite meal or whatever. Like, he's just a down to earth, super fun guy, and I would love to, if this would ever be possible, it'd be so cool to like host an event with him, because I do feel like we have the same energy. He's outgoing, he's smiling, he's a ball of fun. Getting to work with him is super, super cool. His parents go to a lot of games too, and they're super sweet people as well. So shout out to Tyrese's parents, they're awesome. He's an amazing, amazing guy to meet and see work. So he's cool.
That would be fun if you and like Tyrese did like an open mic night or something at like a bar. I think that would be that would be entertaining. That would be energetic. That would be a lot of you guys just going at it, joke, banter, all that.
You imagine that? Like it's quiet and we're just like, what's up, Tyrese? And he's like, what's up, Lee? How you doing? I'm like, good, man. Let's go. Let's do it. Like,
yeah,
that
then
would
it
be
just
so cool.
Erupts. Yeah.
Yeah, man. That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome.
So Lee, we'll end it with this. You know, besides Sixers, besides, you know, your cameo appearances at Temple, what else are you up to these days? What else is new in the life of Lee Farrell?
You know, I'm trying to think about this. What's new is there's a lot of things that I want to do that I'm trying to do. And what I mean, that sounds very broad, but ever since the Sixers, I'm really trying to, and seeing how successful Christian is I'm really trying to learn and open myself up to new opportunities, whether that, you know, a lot of things, a lot of events have been opening up from my standpoint outside of the Sixers, but because of the Sixers, such as we saw you with the Sixers game. Would you like to host a bar mitzvah? Would you like to host this charity event? So that's been really cool and super, super awesome. And then besides that, you know, it's opened me up to wanting to reach more goals. Like, I want to do the NBA All-Star game one day. And, you know, how can I get there? And how can I improve? You know, a lot of people also say, you know, since you're at the pros, you know, where do you go from here? You know, you made it. And it's like, you know, you could sit there and say, yeah, I made it to the pros. I'm done. I'm cool. But you're never perfect at what you do. I always believe you can always improve on your craft in some way. And there's so many things that could open up from here. Once again, look at Christian. He's in TV shows, movies, podcasts, all this. And that's just, this is just a start for me, I like to hope. So it's also opened up kind of my drive even more than I already had. And also the world of sponsorships, you know, with the Sixers. Hopefully, you know, one day we work with, this is an example, shout out City Fitness. You know, they're really cool. They're one of our sponsors. And we had the Flex Cam at the arena, which I love because that brings me back to Temple. So I love doing that. But to my point, you know, who knows? Maybe one day City Fitness says, hey, we'd love for you to come to our gym and do a little how to work out video for us, you know, blah, blah, blah. So what's really new with me is maybe nothing new, but more so the fact that just keep your eye on me because in a few years, I may have something to tell you. So that's all I got to say.
The possibilities at the moment are endless for you, Lee. You're just at the first step and you're just seeing where God will take you.
Yep. Yeah. With hard work though. You gotta put in that work too. But yeah. No, man, gotta go with the flow and just keep it going. Gotta put a smile on your face and give it your best every game, just like Tyrese does.
That sounds awesome for you. Lee, I'm gonna ask you this now since you're talking about all your options and possibilities down the line. Yeah. I had Shiz Alston on my show about a month ago, I guess at this point, and we were hypothetically talking about maybe in the fall for an away football game, doing a show like at Maxie's or something, like a live show at Maxie's. And I think you should show up to that, and we could have you talk to the fans again. Does that sound like a plan? Dude,
I would love that. That sounds awesome. Yes, would totally be about that. Yes.
All right. Cool. We'll pencil you in for that now. I think Shiz said he's going to try to do it. Maybe get his dad on, who played for the basketball team in the 90s. So maybe we could get like four or five people and you could be one of them. All right.
Yeah, man. That'd be an honor. I love that, Sean. Thank you.
Awesome, Lee. Well, thank you again for doing this, dude. It was awesome catching up with you. And like I said, I'll be down there tomorrow night. So maybe I'll try to run into you. All right.
Yeah. When you get there, text me, shoot me a text. I'll say what's up.
All right. Sounds good, Lee.
All right, man. Go out. Go Sixers, Sean. You the man. I appreciate you, bro.
Thank you, Lee, and thank you, guys. As always, I'll be back.